About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Good morning, it's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. We're on a little early today. I just couldn't leave the CD just running. Sheila is out today. Sounds of Africa, normally heard at this. That's right, it's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. I may have mentioned that. Good morning, Vancouver. It's a great day in Canada, and we're here on the air at CITR 101.9 FM. Hey, well, we have some really great stuff for you today. We have John Ferry. John Ferry is a fantastic artist. He's got a new installation. He's been hanging his installation for days. He's been working really hard. It starts on the 1st, March 1st. John Ferry's going to be in the studio today to talk about that. We have David C. Jones, our impresario impressionist. He does a really good impression of an impresario. So he's going to be here. We're going to talk about some theater. We have, of course, Barb Snellgrove. Barb Snellgrove's van bag and some of her wit and humor, and we're so glad she's feeling better. She'll be on the show. We're going to start this off with a little bit of fun. This is Ryan Steele. Ryan Steele is a really popular performer, humorist, really good looking, amazing bartender, you name it, he does it, and he's going to do it for you right now. This is his latest song. It's he does these occasionally. Some of them are really hilarious. Some of them, I gotta say, Ryan, you know, this one's really quite good. It's a little dedication out to all you iPhone users from Ryan and Amy. Enjoy it. We do. This is Queer FM.
1, 2, 3. Cheese! I'm gonna upload it on Facebook.
Wait, you have to put it on Instagram first, idiot.
What, bitch?
Instagram, you baby.
Instagram it, baby.
Take a photo, add a filter, make you feel all professional.
Instagram it, baby.
Upload a picture of your coffee, 24 likes.
Instagram it, baby.
iPhone's best app for making ugly people pretty.
Instagram it, baby.
Then post that shit on Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, Tumblr, Flickr. Take a photo of your breakfast, a picture of your mom. Then add your fucking filter so the photo looks the bomb. Altering your photos to make them look all better. A black and white grilled cheese with some black and white cheddar. You think you are a genius cause you Instagrammed your cat. But the filter that you added made that pussy look all fat. Instagramming screenshots, conversations about muffins. That dude who fucking loves himself, self-portraits by the dozens. Two new people followed me, I guess I'll follow back. Hope they leave some comments on my Butte McDonald's plaque.
Instagram me, baby.
Take a photo, add a filter, make you feel all professional.
Instagram me, baby.
Upload a picture of your coffee, 24 likes.
Instagram me, baby.
iPhone's best app for making ugly people pretty.
Instagram me, baby.
Then post that shit on Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, Tumblr, Flickr.
Instagram me, baby.
Taking random shots of everything so you can get attention.
Instagram me, baby.
That doorknob looks cool, so I gotta Instagram it. A bruise on your leg, 83 likes. A pile of coffee grounds, 39 likes. My chapstick, no likes. A stick that I found, 200 likes.
Ooh, Instagram me. Instagram my feelings. Instagram me. Instagram my insides. Instagram me, baby, and I'll Instagram you. Instagram my dancing, yeah, I'm getting down for you. I love taking photos with my futuristic phone. The best damn pictures that you bitches ever known. Took a photo of my asshole, add a filter, and uploaded. Heating up the Instagram, yeah, my profile is exploding. So if you take my photo, just put a filter on me. Cut to the chorus now. Instagram me, baby.
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 And that was the radio premiere. Wow. That was the that was the radio premiere of Ryan Steele and Amy. They can be seen and, I don't know, heard. And you can check out all their shows at RyanSteeleShow.com. We love you, Ryan. And That was radio. We've got this is a little something fun because we're doing something extra, and I've wanted to play this on the radio forever. This is one of my favorite songs as a child. Oh yeah.
Manamana. Manamana.
Just a second. It's for you.
The question is, what is a manamana?
The question is, who cares?
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Friday, February 3rd, catch the East Van All-Stars Variety Show. East Vancouver's talent has come together for one night only to support the Rio Theater to survive through the recent closures due to a ban on movies at the Neighborhood Theater. Doors will be at 8 with the show at 9 p.m. This event is 19+, and cover will be by donation. Live concerts happening this month at the Rio include Patrick Melia presenting the Legion of Stand-Up Comedians on Saturday, February 4th. The Tongue-in-Cheek Spoken Word and Burlesque Show on Friday, February 10th, Charlie Tuna on the 18th, and Said the Whale on the 25th. To view the full schedule of live events this month at the Rio Theatre, visit riotheatre.ca/schedule. For more information on how to join the community's fight back against the banning of movies at the Rio Theatre, go to facebook.com/supporttherio.
We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
It's Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. I've got a control room full of people here, and we're going to get some of them on the air here. Okay, so to my left, I have the lovely, the fantastic, the resurrected from the...
From the dead.
From the Winter Pride Plague.
That's looking zombie in town.
Peggy Flem.
Ooh.
Barb Snowgrove.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, CITR.
And I also, to my further to my, is it, I guess it would be my right
your
now.
Midsection.
My midsection.
In, hovering around the middle.
In the middle is tonight's, or today's guest, John Ferry, one of our fantastic artists here in Vancouver, and he's got an event on Thursday, and we're all going to come out and see it, aren't we?
In the middle, imagine that.
And we have David C. Jones, our impresario of theater and all things cool. And so we're going to get right down to it. And
it's cool. Thank God you're here.
No. Yeah. Well, the thing that we got to talk about. The thing we got to talk about a little bit is the Oscars. Only to say there's a new meme in town, and it's the leg.
The leg.
The leg.
The leg meme. So,
and J-Lo's nipple.
I missed the J-Lo's nipple.
I saw that. And now they're saying it's an illusion.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, I went, is that her nipple?
She was right? Velcroed in there very, very carefully. Those boobs were not moving.
No, yeah, no. But yeah, as she moved, the light seemed to suggest that, no, it
she
wasn't
moved sideways.
There.
The breast stayed forward.
Yeah, she moved sideways, one stayed.
Yeah.
But they called her stylist, and she said no, it wasn't a booty.
Yeah,
no.
I think it totally was just a shadow of the beating, because it did look like that.
It looked like
but maybe that's why when they came back from the clips, they were both facing away, her and Cameron Diaz.
Within 2 minutes, there was J-Lo's nipple as a Twitter page.
Nice.
And Angelina Jolie's right leg.
What's that? I'm sorry, I don't know my women's anatomy, but it wasn't
it's
the nipple.
The breast.
No,
areola.
Areola.
You were attached to one leg.
I know, but I was so close, I couldn't take a good look at it. So the areola wasn't the actual nip. It wasn't a Janet Jackson thing. It was just the edge
circumference.
The illusion. The
rest
edge.
Of her career should be known as the nip.
But you know, the one guy that got up and he did the Angelina pose with his Oscar.
Right after, there was three of them. They were
brilliant.
Because the minute it went down, I was like, what the hell is she doing?
Best editing for a documentary or some obscure world. And I'm like, I love these guys.
Well, Brian Grazer is the producer of the Oscars as a show, so maybe he'll make a little bread off this. You never know. Now, when did the second leg appear? Out in Radio Land.
No, he asks the lesbian.
I have to ask the lesbian.
I'm aware of these things. Legs flying everywhere.
Well, I didn't even see. I was just looking at her face. Didn't her face look weird?
I know. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, let's back up and at least say this. Originally, she had stuck her left leg out and then not just a... Or was it right?
It's the right leg.
Okay,
right leg.
And then suddenly both legs had been photoshopped... Or one leg had been photoshopped in, so it looked like she was posing with both legs out.
if you want to check it out, you can see on Barf Snellgrove fan page on Facebook, or you can see it at megamouthmedia.tumblr.com.
And it's pretty amazing. So what do you think?
It was showboating. Showboating to upstage Jennifer Aniston on her opening movie weekend.
It's the same with all those
things.
As
she does every time.
Really?
Every starlet, when you go to a place like that, there's like 500 starlets all wearing designer dresses. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be the pretty one. You want to do the one that does the outrageous thing. You want to be the one wearing the swan around your neck. You want to be the one wearing the headdress a la Cher. Because then everyone's going, what a ridiculous thing! And your picture's everywhere.
Absolutely.
But if you just look pretty, your picture goes and you just blend into
it. Entire Oscars afterwards.
Her leg. That's it.
And Queer FM. What are we talking about?
Her leg.
There you go. Exactly.
2 days later,
she was hitting it up on the red carpet beforehand too. She was doing the same stunt. The same pose.
Did you hear? Sean Young got arrested at the Oscars.
Yes.
What?
Well, it's Sean Young. Of
Did
course.
Did she crash?
Crazy.
She's a bit of crazy.
She tried to get into one of the parties, and security wasn't going to let her. And of course, being the loon that
she is,
she caused a bit of a kerfuffle.
She slapped him.
But she's not a young gal any longer. I mean.
Doesn't matter.
She's been on a D-list for a long time.
Crazy brain doesn't age.
Crazy brain.
Oh,
my God.
Age the same way.
Off her meds.
Off her meds is right.
I love it.
So what was the thing that you enjoyed the most about the Oscars besides the leg and the pseudo-nipple?
Oh, Cirque du Soleil. I watched it with 25 gay men. You should have heard the shrieks in the crowd. It was hysterical.
Now, tell me about that, because Barbara, you actually posted about that.
Yeah, that was a one-off.
Yeah.
That was a special for the Oscars that
it's
they
brilliant.
Will never do again, and it had the most Cirque du Soleil performers on one stage at any given time.
Well, I mean, the acrobatics they were doing when the guys were on their backs with their legs up and the guys were on their feet and then they were spinning and switching.
Yeah.
It was like,
well, Cirque, of course, it's always mind-boggling how they do that.
Or back to
the
salt mines if you don't.
Yeah.
Well, David, what did you think?
What I like best about the Oscars?
Yes.
Well, I was delighted, although it was a shoo-in, that a gay Christopher Plummer was going to win. I thought his speech was very funny, and I thought it was lovely that he wasn't gracious.
Have you seen that movie, though?
Yeah. Oh, I thought the movie was so cute.
Snooze
fest. I thought it was cute, but it's always tough when someone's doing their own life story, and so they, I thought that was very cute, and the fact that he said, I would love to share some of the, if I was a bigger man, I would share some of the credit with this, with Ewan McGregor, but I'm not.
But and was the dog the same dog in Beginners with Christopher Plummer as was in The Artist? Was that
know.
The same
no,
dog?
No, I don't no. think so. We would have heard something
about
that.
But it was a
I think
Jack
it's
Russell.
That breed, because
Jack
that's Russell. The same as yeah. the TV show Frasier.
They're very easy to train.
Says, yeah.
And they're smart dogs.
Very, yeah. very smart dogs.
Yeah. Charismatic on camera.
So. I thought, actually, that it was a great telecast. You know, keeping in mind that, of course, the Oscars is always old school, mm-hmm. and it's all about thumping our own selves on the back
yeah,
in
exactly.
typical Hollywood fashion. And I think Brian Grazer having to step up to the mic late in the game mm-hmm. after the... the debacle that happened earlier.
With Brett.
But, yes, with Brett. But I thought that they did a really, really good show. They had...
I thought it was classy.
Yep, they had more viewers than they had the year before.
Considering
it was a year that they did not have a lot of really well-known. I mean, when you've got, you know, as a shoe-in for the win, The Artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are not big ratings grabbers to Joe and Mary Blow and, mm-hmm. and Buttfuck Arkansas.
I think one of the reasons, too, why they had the high ratings is we keep hearing about this 18 to 24-year-old demographic.
Is Bieber getting hotter, or is it right. just me?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
But there's actually the aging, the baby boomer and Gen X generation is actually the much more prevalent generation. So when you actually do something that caters to that demographic, your ratings are actually yep. going to go up.
And Billy Crystal is always, you know, he's
fun.
Steady as she goes.
Yeah. Yep.
He knows how to do this better than anyone.
Absolutely.
You know, he comes in, a lot of it sounds improvised, whether it is or not, and he keeps the flow of the show. It's nice to...
And he called Meryl Streep a slut. I mean,
well, I think this was the most sober I've seen Meryl Streep all awards season.
Oh, she
likes
to.
Oh, at the Golden Globes, you're guaranteed that she's going to give a rambling speech at some awards show. So, and there was, I mean, Emma Stone, she did an amazing job. And, you know, I thought.
Well, I like the two girls that were drinking every time
they said
Christine.
Emma Stone was so funny. That was so charming.
The Housewives.
Yeah.
I think it was the Screen Actors Guild Awards that they introduced the Scorsese drinking game.
Oh, is that one?
And that's okay. what they were doing, is they were reenacting the Scorsese drinking game, which of course we were all following along to at home. But of course, gotta love Bridesmaids. Gotta love them. And
yeah.
You'd have seen as how that she absolutely refuses to do a sequel.
Yeah.
We've got to take our Bridesmaids moments while we can.
Well,
I thought they did a great job. I thought overall it was a really good telecast.
It
moved along
you
know.
I
thought
awards.
With all the little bits and pieces. And yes, once again, we have proven that Gwyneth Paltrow does not have a funny bone in her body.
No.
Yes.
She's a wooden Indian.
What did you think about the big controversy with Sacha Baron Cohen? Was it worth all the hype?
It was controversy. He got his 5 seconds of fame out front on the red carpet splash in Ryan Seacrest mm-hmm. with the pixie
with the
dust.
Yep.
And there's no way I don't.
That's all he wanted.
He doesn't even know that, because he's paying. Like, I to go up and just firebomb Ryan Seacrest. He's a very powerful man.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you want to get on the newspaper with me? Sure. I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll make sure I wear my old tux. Then I'll act all shocked.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and it was pancake batter that he dumped on him.
Oh, wow.
And Ryan
really?
Seacrest is like...
They vacuumed him. They vacuumed his legs.
They vacuumed
I've seen
Ryan
the video
Seacrest.
Footage. Only in Hollywood, people.
I'd be mad to see that one. But I think it was interesting, Barb, what you're saying is, like, you know, it's the Hollywood, you know, system patting itself on the back for a job well done, creating even more revenue for themselves. And it's, you know, millionaires handing each other, you know, gold statues.
Yep.
I mean, you know, that's bottom line.
The highlight for me had to be before the Oscars, and it was the Kevin Kline video where they had a session of how to hold the Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think I posted that on my
Mike Myers.
That was funny.
Yeah, Mike Myers had dressed up as this English
thumb
lord.
Thumb or something.
And it was amazing.
Thumb in the bum? Oh, really?
No, not in.
No,
oh,
thumb
sorry.
Below the bum. Thumb below the bum.
Thumb below the bum.
Below the bum.
Which
okay.
is close.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Well, and we've talked ourselves out on Oscar. Yes.
Are we done, Oscar?
Yeah, I think
Aww.
We're done. We are going to step aside for just a quick second. A little message from the Lord God. And
he's here.
Wait for it.
He's a special guest today.
Oh,
special
guest. You should have read the memo.
It's Lord Jesus God. Tuesday here at CITR Radio.
I thought it was me. That explains these wafers.
And
wafers not anymore.
Wine.
They were delicious.
Did you drink the wine in the other room? Damn it.
Can't you tell?
Word from the Lord.
It is the word from the Lord, I swear to God.
Okay.
Hello, I am the Lord thy God, King of the universe, and I've taken time out of my relatively busy schedule to deliver an important message to any LGBT youth out there who may feel bullied, harassed, depressed, or rejected. The message is simple. It getteth better. I know many of thy so-called holy men say that homosexuality is a sin against me. Well, I, the creator of all that was, is, and ever shall be, am here to tell thee that those whack peeps be naught but straight-up haters. In fact, I'll let thee in on a little secret. The first couple really was Adam and Steve. I know the Bible saith Adam and Eve, but honestly, the Bible saith a lot of things. Look, I created the Garden of Eden. Dost thou really think I would entrust such a high-pressure landscaping job to straight people? Use thy hands. Can we get the boom mic out of the shot? Thank thee. Competence. I created mankind in my image, and I do not make mistakes. So it's not that 10% of thee came out defective, it's that I'm 10% gay. 15% whenever I see Ryan Reynolds. Rawr. I love all human beings equally, and punish them equally. Gay, straight, bisexual, transgendered, thou art all equally smiteable in my eyes. Oh, is this when I wave the, okay. This rainbow takes me back to Noah. He swabbed both sides of the ark, if thou knowest what I mean. Now, life on Earth in general, that shall not get better. In fact, if anything, it's going to get worse. It may get worse before it gets better, or it may just get worse and stay worse. TBD. Oh, come on, can we please? I mean, verily. That just totally draws focus. Well, I have a 4 o'clock supernova. Thanks for letting me chew thy ear off. Believe me, for me, it was a nice change of pace. And let me say, amen. Or rather, ah, gay men. And lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and that whole acronym thingy. Are we done?
If I was just another dusty racket on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if a yeah, chicken trap, yeah, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any sudden tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to use it, now I'm good with that. Cause holding grudges over lovers, ancient artifacts. If I could only find a home to make you understand, I sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And all my heart's a stereo that only plays for you. Come on.
My heart's a stereo. It's for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Oh, oh, oh,
yeah.
Let's go.
Make me your radio. Turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
Like.
I was an old school 50-pound boombox. Would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it louder every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends made. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hear me sing along and grab me by the hand and keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo that only plays for you. Yeah,
my heart's a stereo. It's for you, so listen close.
Let's go.
Make me your radio.
Turn me up when you feel low. Melody was meant
for you.
That was one of my favorite tunes, of course, Maroon 5 with Tavi McCoy. Tavi McCoy is really, really fantastic. And of course, well, Adam Levine is
hot.
Hot.
So hot.
So it's been,
I want to check for cancer.
It's been kind of a gab fest here on our Arts Extra. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And, well, we've been just chatting about pretty much everything. We've determined that the 3GS that I'm holding in my hand is ghetto.
It's ghetto. I have it's total ghetto.
But it's got mine's ghetto, more ghetto. Well. Mine's 3G.
Oh.
I'm more ghetto.
I win. 4G or 4S?
4GS.
That a boy?
Oh, but mine's got Otterbox.
Our gerbils are steroid laden.
Well, the nice thing about all these iPhones and whatnot is that you can Instagram yourself, and we did play the Ryan Steele Instagrammy Baby. And it's the first time it's ever been.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was pretty fun. So we have a really fantastic artist in the studio today. His name is John Ferry.
And he's a lefty. I've seen him already. He's a fellow lefty.
John Ferry has a new installation called Physical Graffiti.
Yeah.
And that's going to be happening March 1st to March 15th. And I get to do this really fantastic thing. And one of the things I really enjoy doing is, well, talking about people, but using their own words to do it. It's really a lot of fun. Yeah,
words.
Yeah. So
that'll screw them up.
Yeah, that'll
really say that?
That'll screw them.
Super talented and looks really hot.
He actually is pretty hot. Yeah. So here's the thing. John sent me his artist statement, and we're going to talk about this right now. John says about himself, he's been hanging his show all day. I don't know. I don't know how to take
not
that.
Not to say
really.
I'm well hung.
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling the it these days?
Apparently, yeah. He's really well hung. Graffiti describes images or lettering scratched, scrawled, painted, or marked in any manner on property. It's any type of public marking that may appear in the form of simple written words to elaborate wall paintings. The bright, bold imagery of graffiti is used to make the viewer sit up and take notice of the message. It's not the medium, kids. Often associated with delinquent or degenerate youth, graffiti may also express underlying social and political messages and has become recognized as an art form unto itself. Vancouver once boasted 18,000 neon signs.
The most in North America.
That's true. Wow. Yeah.
Second only to Shanghai.
These signs not only advertise businesses, they lit up the streets, giving a unique glow to the rain with the lights visible to passing aircraft. These signs were creative, fanciful, and pulsed with life. The vibrancy speaks to my vocabulary as an artist. When I'm contemplating the message of a new collection, color is always the most expressive element. Yes. Yes, it is. The vintage neon signs chosen for this collection have often been rescued from obscurity and destruction. Some have heritage distinction, while others are rusting and crumbling into oblivion. So for
he
the
was talking about me there.
No, you just coughed yourself to oblivion. Let's be straight. Sort of. For the first time in his career, the technical approach was a flat black... I'm going to totally guess...
What? Where is it? Hang on. What are
something
gessoed.
About
gessoed.
Let's talk about the show.
This is, yeah,
let's
really,
just
the
talk about the show
statement.
Instead of reading the manifesto.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
but your voice is nice. Reading
thanks.
My reading
so,
my words.
Without further ado, this is John Ferry. John Ferry.
I'm John Ferry.
Yeah, John Ferry in the house.
John Ferry.
I'm touching him. Welcome to Morning Radio.
Good morning.
So,
ungodly hour for an artist.
What brought you to use the neon signs as a theme and graffiti? This is fantastic.
For years, I've been having a love affair with Vancouver, and I've been painting Vancouver in my collections for 5 years now. So it's been a bit of a journey, and I definitely want to make sure that Vancouver is the message behind my work, and I love what I'm doing. So I painted, you know, landmarks. I painted the Lionsgate Bridge. I painted the Broad Street Bridge. I painted this. I painted that. And then all of a sudden, you know, I went into a little more detail. And my last exhibition was called Harbor to High Rise, where I showed the contrast of, you know, the natural beauty of Vancouver, and then, you know, the stark reality of the buildings, the chrome and glass, and everything else that was happening in the city. So that was kind of exciting. And then it just seemed the next logical progression was painting the neon signs. And like I said, you do some research. I went to an exhibition at the Museum of Vancouver, which showed some of the incredible, beautiful neon signs. And I just sort of, my work has got a pulse to it. So neon sends this great message with light and color and everything else. So I just started to respond to it. And I went with that because there's nothing else. And that's what happens when you're an artist. But as you start painting one or two paintings, I didn't realize I had a collection until I started about the fourth painting in. I went, okay, I think it's going to be neon. And then I just, all of a sudden, what happens is you start focusing on different neon signs around the city that I like, and that kind of thing. And then I just found that it was just kind of an exciting thing to do.
The color is amazing. I'm absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Really doesn't do justice. You have to type johnferry.com to check out some of his paintings, because we can't.
The new collection's up online,
yeah.
And I'm hanging it in my gallery right now. So it's nice to see the paintings up off the floor of my studio.
One of the things that I was just wondering, too, as you were describing how you're using the cultural landscape of the city and graffiti and stuff like that, right now there's all this buzz about the ghost signs. Just finding the stuff from the building downtown about...
They're finding these... They're tearing out old buildings and finding old movie posters from...
And what are they
going to do?
They're going to tear it down.
I know. That's just heartbreaking.
But it's funny because there's... where I teach at the Vancouver Film School, mm-hmm. and there's a ghost sign visible from there because there's a building that blocks another building.
There's
but you can still see it. Yeah, and would that be your next milieu?
Possibly.
Because
right? I mean,
if you're doing graffiti and neon, it's
but,
like,
exactly. Yeah, Barb's so right, because within 3 days, you know, hey, everybody, come out and see these great signs, and bang, it's gone.
Yeah.
So you want to catch that flashpoint, because this city is developing and changing. And you know, I work at the tea house in Stanley Park, and every night at 9 o'clock, I can hear the 9 o'clock gun. And I grew up in Shaughnessy, where as a boy, I could hear the 9 o'clock gun. You can't hear the 9 o'clock gun from Cole Harbour now.
Whoa. 9 o'clock gun.
The 9 o'clock gun. Every day at 9 o'clock.
Boom.
It meant in World War II that the lights had to be out because passing aircraft, they would say, you know, they didn't have the technology they have now for it. They say everybody lights
out.
Tweet.
Lights out.
Enemy's coming. Enemy's coming. But anyway, I'm just saying, like the city is developing at leaps and bounds. And you know, I used to be able to talk to my mom, for example, and say, "Oh, mom, you know, it was right kitty corner to the bakery we went to as a kid." And it's like now it's like, okay, there's a new street there now, and I can't remember the name of it, and that's changed, and there's a whole new area of the city that's been rebuilt and developed, and you know, you can barely see the mountains any longer. So
To get back on point,
because
as much as we all love Vancouver, when in the where, who, what, where kind of a thing, when is your show going to be?
Thursday evening is the opening, which is kind of a fun thing to do. I run my own gallery, so I can do anything I want.
Is it called the John Ferry Gallery?
No, it's called the Main Space Gallery, because it's in the Main Space building, and it's actually just a...
He's a thinker.
A thinker. Yeah, there's some real mice moving in the old treadmill this morning. It's the Main Space building on East 2nd and Main, and it's a four white walls and a concrete floor and perfect lighting. That's all you really need. Are you getting a tweet?
No, I'm officially now on Huffington Post.
Oh, there you go.
You have arrived.
In my little corner of the world, it was all about me, John.
You have arrived.
So how long is the show running for?
The show runs for 2 weeks, but Thursday evening is the opening, which will be really fun.
Will it be wine and cheese?
Martinis and chocolate chip cookies.
Nice.
The tradition of my mom has made my chocolate chip cookies for my shows for the last 25 years. So this is yet again another great thing. It's interesting. I've tried everything at my exhibitions. I've tried drag queens. I've tried margarita machines. I've had opera singers. I've had this. I've had that. I've had DJs. I've had everything. And a few years ago, I had a mentor that said to me, "John, why don't we just give people more information about you?" And I'm like, who wants to hear that? And I've been blown away because we've been doing these little interviews, and I found that people have just been fascinated by me as an artist. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, well, that's a crashing bore. I have a friend named Roscoe Mulhern, who is a magnificent graffiti photographer. So he's graciously decided to do the interview with me. It's a blind interview going into it, so I don't know the questions. So hopefully I'll be able to think on my feet and come up with the answers. But it'll be very unique. So that's at 7 o'clock on March 1st. So that's good thing to say.
And it runs the show, if you can't make it on March 1st.
The show is up for 2 weeks. So, and I live in the building. So, you know.
So if you want to go and check them out at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Come and give me a call. Not a problem.
Give him a shout. He'll let you in.
Just go, are there any more cookies?
Yeah.
Cookies are gone within minutes. But if you've got a checkbook
at 3 in the morning, it's not a problem. I will let you in.
And the main space gallery is located at 350 East 2nd Avenue.
Two blocks east of Maine, near the Olympic Village, or brilliant, near Science World. So that's a
reference
point.
And if you want to come down and meet the artist and see some of these amazing, amazing pieces of work in his latest installation, the opening reception, of course, is Thursday, March 1st, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m.
And there's 30 paintings in the show. There's a hardcover book of the collection. There'll be lots of peeps there and lots of fun times.
And so, do go online to johnferry.com and check out the latest, mm-hmm, which is Physical Graffiti. You will be very, very impressed by his take on our beautiful city.
Thanks, Barb.
I do have to ask one question.
Sure.
Your mom bakes cookies?
She bakes cookies. The best chocolate chip cookies you've ever tasted, wow, in your entire life. And my mom is...
There's like 382 million best chocolate chip cookies ever made in your entire life.
And these are it. Trust me. Nope.
How cool is it, though, that your mom is baking cookies for your art opening?
Right?
Fantastic.
In about 1985, I had my first exhibition in Gastown at a little gallery space called Fiddlesticks, of all things. And I couldn't afford wine or cheese or anything like that. So my mom made the cookies, and I bought two cartons of milk and some plastic cups, and I served cookies and milk at my first exhibition. Nice. So it's been a tradition ever since. And now we've moved into martinis and wine. Yeah. But just to sort of loosen
mom
up.
Mom's having martinis.
Mom's having a martini and loosen up the pocketbook and create some buyers. So nice. See how that goes.
That's going to be wicked.
Yeah.
I can't be there. I'm in rehearsal that night. I just
What's died. The show?
I'm rehearsing The Odd Couple.
You're in The Odd Couple?
No, I'm directing it.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Felix or Oscar.
No, it's the girl version.
I want to be.
But listen, I don't want to segue to me. I just was wanted to. We can segue to me later.
I want to see it.
We are going to segue to Black History Month first.
My goodness.
And then we're going to
nice
come back.
Segue.
Yeah. Like, you know,
speaking of the whitest man in the entire room.
My God.
It's like that bizarro was the world.
First thing I thought of was Black History Month.
Do you tan?
Not at all. No, I was in India for 3 months and I came back.
But he does blush very lovely.
Uh-huh.
All right, so this is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Queer FM Vancouver as Arts Extra. And we'll be right back after this message from CITR.
Wow, that's perfect.
Harry Jerome was born in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan in 1940 and was raised in North Vancouver. Jerome set the standard for the world's fastest man and went on to win a bronze medal at the 1964 Olympics after suffering a career-threatening injury. But his comeback wasn't the only challenge he rose against. Jerome was an outspoken critic of the way African Canadians were misrepresented in Canadian media and fought to remove wage discrimination barriers. He questioned the lack of black catalog models and clerks in major department stores. Jerome not only revolutionized the sport of track and field, but was also named BC's Athlete of the Century and received the Order of Canada. Today, there is a statue in his honor along the seawall in Stanley Park.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's Aiden Saint with Queer FM Arts Extra. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We've been talking about things Oscar. We've been talking with John Ferry. He's still in the studio.
I love John Ferry.
I know.
We've got John
Ferry.
We've got David C. Jones in the house.
I know.
David C. Jones. We've got myself, Barb Snellgrove, Aiden Saint on the control board.
And so what we're going to do here really quick is, David, you had a really cool event that's going on. And tell us about that.
Well, no, I have tons of cool events happening in Vancouver. I just wanted to mention, because you did that delightful segue to Black History Month, that Intimate Apparel is playing at the Arts Club Theatre until March 10th. And it is a fantastic play. It's about life in 1905 of an African-American woman who makes a good living sewing exquisite undergarments and corsets for brides-to-be. It also has lesbian content, as befitting the color purple
theme, although it has nothing to do with the color purple. It's just hardships of lower class, downtrodden black people in New York, turn of the century New York. Fantastic work by Marcy T. House as Esther. And it's a great cast. It's running until March 10th. The writer won a Pulitzer Prize, not for this play, for another play. Her name's Lynn Notteridge, and it's a lovely piece, and it's lovely that the Arts Club is doing something as part of Black History Month.
All right, right on.
Color on an Arts Club stage. It's so rare.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
They had
Evita. Really
Evita was played by a black woman a few years ago.
I know, Lavina Fox. Yep. That's true.
She was great.
Yeah.
So this brings us to the top of the hour. Once again, Queer FM Arts Extra is brought to you by The Fall Tattooing. Hey, if you need to be modified, beautified, gentrified, you need to be fied. Go down to The Fall Tattooing, and they'll take care of you. Our special, kind of our hearts go out to Kay. Kay is one of the tattoo artists who is going through transition right now, has just flown to surgery, is transitioning from female to male, and is on a plane right now. And so, and he's looking amazing already.
Wow.
I mean, butch and pretty and both.
I thought you were talking about a career change.
No, no, no.
It's like tattoo artists.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, speaking of tattoo artists,
come back
transitioning.
From that change. I think you'd come back changed.
You don't need surgery for that.
No?
Yeah. So,
with sorry.
Oh, he busted
somebody
me.
Somebody had to say
non-union people.
Yeah. No, somebody's kids, I tell you. So, without any further ado, we're going to send the mic over to Barb Snowgrove in her latest installment of Barb Snowgrove Fan Bag.
Hey, Barb. Good morning, everybody. It's about 4 minutes after the hour. CITR Radio, thanks for chiming in. That's a lovely... Hey, I was gone for a week. I was ill. I had the winter pride flu. Pink Shirt Day tomorrow, folks. Wednesday, February 29th, every day, everywhere, all day. Take part, wear pink, speak out, stand united. You know how it is. We shall not put up with bullying anymore. Wear pink.
The people from Pink Shirts were at Tops and Bottoms last night selling them.
That's awesome.
Bullying.
Awesome. And, of course, we have discussed John Ferry's Physical Graffiti Show Thursday, March 1st at the Main Street Gallery. We hope to see you all there.
Main
I know I, for one,
Space Gallery.
Will be. The Main Space Gallery. 350 East 2nd, be there. And doesn't he have to leave?
You're out of here.
You're out of here. Really. We have Girlicious, of course, Saturday, March 3rd at the Ukrainian Hall. Hoopty, hoopty, hoopty. We're partying it up in East Vancouver, and that's at 805 East Pender, Saturday, March the 3rd, from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. LGBTQ friendly, of course. There'll be DJ Tube Socks and her Booty Shaking Beats, $5 drink specials, midnight burlesque performances. There's going to be all sorts of incredible raffle prizes donated by Body Energy, Lennox Liquor, Hemlock Ski Resort. So, women's wear, of course, will be... in the house. So tickets are $10. They're available at the People's Co-op Bookstore on Commercial. Partial proceeds are going to the BC Civil Liberties Association. So this one's got a bit of a different twist to it. That's Girlicious, Saturday, March 3rd. And of course, the Mr. and Ms. Cobalt drag competition happening at the Cobalt Hotel Sunday, March 4th. The brains behind Apocalypse Stick. So if you've never had a chance to make it down to Apocalypse Stick, you've got to. That show will be immediately following this. But they're going to have a drag competition, East Van style. So there's going to be a competition that happens over three Sundays in March, and there'll be a variety of categories for the ultimate prize pack, the title of Mr. or Miss Cobalt. Three bookings at their shows coming up, and there'll be $500 cash.
Yozo.
And, of course, an illustrious panel of judges, including the Queen of East Van herself, Isolde Barron. So, and, of course, Vera Way, my honey.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. We got the best of the best judging. So, hosted by Peach Cobbler and Juanita Work. Doors at 8, show at 9. Competition does, again, go through March. Go down, cheer on your favorites for the Mr. or Ms. Cobalt Drag Competition, Sunday, March 4th. That's it for this week. Don't forget, you can check it all out on Queer FM Van. You can also get all of these things online when the newsletter comes out. We'll be throwing that everywhere. And if you've got anything you want me to blurb about to the Van Baggers, please tweet me, rather, at Megamouth Media. That's it for today, folks.
Yay.
Well,
one of the things, if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and that's Queer FM Van on Twitter and Queer FM, Queer Radio Vancouver, or Queer FM Vancouver on Facebook. One of the really cool things that happened this week, right while our website was down for a few days, was it was kind of surprising. Tourism Vancouver listed Queer FM as,
yeah, they did,
quote, the voice of the LGBT community in Vancouver. Now,
not to be fair, it's not a crowded field.
Yeah, but here's what I'm going to say. I don't know if we're the voice, but we definitely give good voice.
This is good,
amongst other things. Mm. And so there it is. Oh, Barb's almost about to make a snot.
I love it when David pops a witty.
I'm joining Queer FM right now.
Oh, excellent.
There you go. Make sure you do too. Queer FM Van Vancouver is the Twitter handle, of course.
Oh, excellent.
Yep.
So
I'm just new to Twitter.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I am David C. Jones.
Oh. I helped him pop his cherry.
She did.
Oh,
it's
my
like
goodness.
Having a stroke
is
at
she
first.
The girl?
Yeah.
I always knew there was something different about you, David. Well, we're going to play a little snippet. One of our friends, Velvet Steel, is one of the hosts here. And she has been putting some really cool stuff together for us. And one of the things that she put together are these little two-minute segments about sex education. And so here's the latest installment from Velvet Steel.
Hey there, this is Velvet. And Velvet said, let's talk health. And I'm keeping it on track and on key. Now when I'm saying let's talk health, I want you to know that there are places you can go to ask a few questions if you're a little bit shy. We're going to start off by talking a few questions with your doctor. Let's hope that you got a good doctor who's going to listen to what you're all about. And if he's not, you should think about getting somebody else, because you want someone who's going to know what you're talking about. You can even try, well, if you're in Vancouver, places like HIM, H-I-M, Health Initiative for Men. You can even try Community. You can even go to your local public health nurse. And you can simply find your local health nurse in the back of the blue pages in most of the phone books around, or look it up on the internet, because that's where most of us are playing and surfing these days, isn't it? And I would certainly ask in at a local sex shop. They're going to know what they're talking about, and they're going to be really cool with talking to you. And they're nice people and professional. So if you're feeling a bit nervous and you don't know where to go, chances are your local sex shop, if you're of age to get in there, is going to have some information for you in a pamphlet, in a business card, a lovely smiling face behind that counter. Because you want to know exactly what's out there in the market when you're getting out there to have a good time with sex. And there are things out there that you want to stay away from. A few nasty little health things. Disease-wise, I don't want you getting sick. I want you having fun and keeping healthy and keeping it light and keeping on with the whole deal of sexuality and your own sex. So, thanks for listening in, because Velvet says, let's pick 'em up. Hey there.
Velvet Steel. Thank you so much for doing that for us, Velvet. And you can check her out also on queerfmvancouver.com and at velvetsteel.com. So next up we have David C. Jones's impresario impressions. And he always laughs when I say that.
I know, and then you say impressions like I've got to be like, what a dumb for something like what are we gonna
bring
do?
Bring out your marionette.
Well, you know, I was kind of thinking like impressions of the theater and of pop culture.
I am doing shadow puppets right now. It's fantastic.
Shadow puppets.
Let me see your hands. Hands where I can see them both.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Time next time here.
His hands were down in his crotch.
Eyes up and hands up, young man.
So tell us what you got for us this week.
Lots of stuff going on. The Chutzpah Festival is well underway, which is the Jewish Arts Festival. A lot of the stuff is almost done. It only runs till this weekend. And tonight, I think I'm going with you, Aiden, to check out some of the Talking Stick Festival, which is, of course, the First Nations and Aboriginal works, some of them from out of town, some of them local.
We want to learn how to defend ourselves against pointed sticks.
Talking sticks.
I'm sorry.
But probably one of my favorite little shows that's playing right now, there's the big shows on my Out TV blog. I reviewed Hunch. I've already mentioned Intimate Apparel. Hunchback at the Vancouver Players. That's by Catalyst Theatre. It's the first time I've ever reviewed a show where I generated comments that I said it was okay, it wasn't great. I got so many comments on my Out TV blog of people saying it's worse than I said. Which is
really,
yeah, it is a stunning, visually stunning show. It looks gorgeous. Go to VancouverPlayhouse.com. You'll see the costumes. They are stunning. But man, is it underwhelming as an emotionally enthralling piece. And considering The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is the source material, is such a fantastic and sad story, you're like, why am I not feeling anything watching
this
show?
Oh, really? Oh, my.
And, yeah, all the comments were like, I thought it was really bad. I thought the songs were really bad. And I was like, wow, people are going out. I'm having to respond to people saying, I'm sorry I wasn't as critical as I
Oh, they went based on your recommendation and then went.
No, I never recommended it.
Oh, really?
No, that's what I'm saying is I say, it's gorgeous, but it's not great. But the other show, a little show, lots of independent shows being put on because, of course, the arts are no longer being funded. So equity co-ops are being done all the time. And it's a show called The Ugly One. It's only running until this weekend. The actors have put all their own money in it. And it is a very funny German play, don't you know?
Yeah,
it was
it's good.
Translated into English about a man who is too ugly. Even his wife tells him, oh, I thought you knew, you're ugly.
Oh,
so he gets plastic surgery to get changed and... it causes all sorts of wacky hijinks. Not really wacky, but it gets very dark and very twisted and very funny. And it also has a gay context as the mother, a dominatrix mother, and her gay son, who she likes to watch her make love to the strange, beautiful man, gets involved. And then the gay son gets surgery.
Wow.
And it's German. Come on.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's, of course... please get out and support local arts in your community.
Yeah, no kidding.
These guys are not getting paid unless people go, and this is really worth seeing. It's by Plan B Collective. It's playing at the Jericho Arts Center. It's called The Ugly One. And it's only running until this weekend. Opening the week after is my show.
Yay.
And we're going to give away two tickets to see The Odd Couple. If you want to call in at, what is the number again? 604-822-2487.
Yes, and if we are notorious. Oh, and John Ferry's on the phone
right now.
He's
on the phone right now.
I want to go.
Just take it. It's in my hand.
I want to go.
It's lighting up as lighting up as we speak.
There you go. That's so crazy.
This is not rigged.
Yeah, no, there you go.
Okay.
Well, I did tweet it, and I have 100 Twitter followers. So there you go.
Answer the phone.
Yeah.
CITR.
This is John Ferry.
Okay, John Ferry, hold on a second.
There's just something wrong about this.
I don't think so.
Won't we implode or like go into some sort of vortex?
Okay, so John, you have to step into the other room or you're going to feed me back like you would not believe. Okay. So John Ferry is going into the other room and we have John Ferry on the air. Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey, so John Ferry is in. John, didn't we just see you a second ago?
This is a really cheap way to get
you
more
blink,
air.
You blink, you miss it. Yeah. I left the room.
Now, so, it's a trivia question. You have to, in order to win these tickets to The Odd Couple, this is the female version of The Odd Couple.
Oh,
very,
okay.
Very funny. Who starred in either the movie version from the 70s or the TV series also from the late 70s?
Who was in it?
Who was, name one actor who was either in the movie or both actors or the TV series.
Well, it was Tony Randall. It was in the TV show.
Yes.
And Jack Lemmon was in the movie.
You are correct. They both played Felix. And in our production, Laurie Watt plays Florence in the female version.
John Ferry, you've just won two tickets.
To see The Odd Couple at the Derek Horton Center.
Okay, well, we'll see you in a few minutes.
I'll just put them on your chair.
Okay, I'll be right back.
And that was John Ferry on the phone there. And hey, wait, there's John Ferry. He's
John
on
Ferry,
the
you
mic.
Missed it. We had a call in.
Did you?
I'm
Who
having nothing
in?
To do with any of this. I just want to know those.
Some friggin' guy named John Ferry just called. I don't know.
I have another pair of tickets.
It is quarter after 10. We got 15 more minutes of wild,
zany,
madcap fun here at CITR. 101.9 FM. You're watching, or you're listening, rather, Queer FM.
Nice. Do you want to play a quick game just before you go to a song?
We will play a quick game right after messages from the station. Okay. We have to do this. So we're going to be right back after this.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
School feels so hectic right now. I really need a break.
Do you ever wonder if traveling can actually enhance your education?
Yeah. How?
easy. With the Study and Go Abroad Fair, you can find information on semesters or degree programs abroad, working, volunteering, and even adventure travel. Just what I need, when and where. March 1st at the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors are at 1, but guest speakers start at noon. Admission is free, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Guatemala, Peru, or even an iPad. What's the website? Go to studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register.
School feels so hectic right now. I really need a break.
Do you have... You know the saying, you've got a face made for radio? Well, we sure do. But we invite you to join us as we broadcast live on UBC campus and around Vancouver and have you judge for yourselves. Friday, February 17th from 4 to 5 p.m., join us in the Buchanan Courtyard for Music on the Mind. Fill the silence of the day with the sounds of live music with UBC School of Music students outside of the concert hall and into the courtyard. Thursday, March 1st, from 3 to 5 p.m., we'll be at the Vancouver Convention Center for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Meet with universities, student internship, travel, and volunteer service providers from around the world at Canada's largest international education fair. Broadcasting live from here, there, and almost anywhere, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint, and I have some fantastic people in the studio. I have Barb Snowgrove. I've got David C. Jones, and I have the really funny and rather attractive, apparently well hung.
Oh, do you need to be left alone?
And this is John Ferry.
Well, I heard the other day that somebody told me that I look good for my age. I was like,
don't you love that statement?
Yeah. And you said, really? No, I'm 22.
I'm 22 in dog years. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I have heard that. I actually went to a... You're going to love this. I went to be a badass biker on a television series, and I went, and I met them ahead of time. They took me through wardrobe. They saw all the pictures. You know, they put dirt on my face. They did all this stuff, right? I showed up for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
On the set, the guy took one look at me that actually is like the first assistant director to Steven Spielberg and said, "You're too pretty. Go."
Oh, my gosh.
And I went... Are you kidding me? I mean, that's the first time I've ever heard that, and it's an insult. Great. Just saying. Okay, so David has a game.
Yes, the boys from Humorazzi just posted who the new cast is with Dancing with the Stars. I want to play a game with everyone here in the booth.
So it's not the cast of Desperate Housewives of Vancouver?
No, that has also been announced. I know. John Lennox just announced it on Facebook.
Desperate Housewives of Vancouver.
Vancouver. Yeah. Anyways, let me just try to get through this game really quick. This is called Dancing with the Stars, plural. I'm going to now read out the names of all the contestants. I want you to applaud if you recognize this star's name. I think they might want to change it to Dancing with the Star. Okay, here we go. First star, Donald Driver.
No.
Gavin DeGraw.
Yes.
Yes.
Gladys Knight.
Yes.
Yes.
Jack Wagner.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, all my
Wonder
children.
Woman.
Yeah,
all my children.
Yep. All my children.
And Heather Locklear's ex-fiance.
Jaleel White.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, wasn't he Urkel?
Urkel.
Okay, yep.
That's
Catherine
a star.
Catherine Jenkins.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. No. Good. Maria Menounos.
Menounos, yes.
Okay, no. Good. Here's the one that'll make you so happy. Martina Navratilova.
Seriously?
She'll win. Yeah. She'll win.
No,
she's got some grace.
Melissa Gilbert.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Joshin Figgen.
Ooh.
Figgen?
What is he, 9?
Yeah. Sherry Shepherd.
Yes.
Yep.
From The View.
Yep. From The View, yep.
And William Levy.
Latham yes. Huddy. I don't recognize him.
He plays.
Remember Bill
he
Levy.
Plays Jennifer Lopez's love interest in her music video "I'm Into You,"
which means basically her ex-boyfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah. No
yeah. So he's a star.
Wow.
He was in a music video with Jennifer Lopez.
I'm a star now.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how that the cast takes? Just announced on the Homorazzi site. I'm sure it was announced elsewhere. But
now here's something that Homorazzi didn't get.
What?
That we got here at Queer FM.
What is it?
What Doctor Who tie does Catherine Jenkins have?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. She's tied to Doctor Who very, very, very
For
well.
For our British listeners.
I know.
Yeah?
I love Doctor Who. I never watch it. I'm more fun
okay,
that way.
The,
That's not Dr. Oz.
No.
Okay.
The Christmas special, not this year, but last year, had this amazing song called Abigail's Song. And she's an opera singer. Okay?
Ah.
And so she sings and stars as the love interest in that episode, and she's amazing looking, amazing voice, amazing,
what's
amazing,
her name?
Amazing. Catherine Jenkins, Abigail's Song.
We've got as well. What's in today? We're just sort of it's a mixed bag of news about, you know, celebrity and what they're doing in the good category. Of course, Lucy Lawless, our famous Xena, was arrested the other day.
What'd she do?
She was doing her best. She has become quite the little environmentalist in the last few years.
Oh, which I totally applaud.
Political aspirations.
Totally.
I don't think it's political aspirations. I think it's someone who cares about the
planet. She's a mother. She's a mother. Yeah. You know, when you have children, you sort of look at the world a little bit differently. And
so she wasn't drunk driving on
something. No, she's doing a very noble thing.
Yes, she was up, and it was all about the Alaska pipeline, preventing ships from carrying oil
and digging oil in the ocean.
She tweeted, because I follow her. What is it? The real Lucy Lawless, I do believe, is her nom de plume on the tweet world. But she had said, "I'm probably going to be arrested," and this was, of course, she timed it poorly because it was at 4 o'clock. On the afternoon of the Oscars, when, of course, the Twitterverse is going crazy on everything superficial that has nothing to do with our environment. So kudos to Lucy Lawless. Hats off to her. We give her points for that and for giving a damn.
But several negative points for your timing. You could have just waited until after the Oscars. I'm just saying.
And Cheryl Hickey, actually, she tweeted me. Cheryl Hickey is the host of E.T. Canada, she was on the red carpet in Hollywood doing her thing, and she actually managed to tweet me at 4:09 p.m., right in the heart of red
that
carpet.
Message.
I was telling her how flawless her dress looked, and I think I mentioned this on Facebook. I said, you could be busy as almighty stink, but if someone compliments you on how nice your dress looks, then the least you can do is give back a huzzah.
Really quick tagging onto that, too. Of course, it's not really arts related, although he's an arts supporter and a left leaning politician. Jim Green passed away today.
Absolutely.
RIP
Jim, an amazing, amazing man. Mm-hmm. I've got wonderful memories of him, myself, and Larry Campbell. Bored, what word can I put? Very bored, let's just put it that way.
I've seen him
cranky. Numerous brunch and luncheons things over the years where we have had many, many laughs. Yeah. And an amazing man, the best mayor we never had.
Yeah.
Aww.
And
a
huge supporter of the arts and a huge supporter of the downtown east side, and who has lobbied and worked on behalf of Vancouver and the city that he loved for many, many years. Finally lost his battle with cancer this morning. So we'd like to send our sympathies to, of course, his family and friends, and rest in peace, Jim Green. Thank you for all you've done.
I guess I should turn my mic on. It's an amazing story. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was the viral homecoming picture for the U.S. Marines.
Oh, my God.
That went through yesterday.
The chick's one was still better.
The one with the two chicks.
Oh, that was priceless.
It's kind of an amazing story, and I'm turning it around for John Ferry.
There we go.
So, he can see it. It's on theadvocate.com. Here's the amazing part of this. Unlike the lesbian picture that was taken last month, that we talked about that here on Queer FM.
Which one was that?
The other...
it's right here.
We'll have to find it for you.
It's at homecoming.
The cool thing about this one was that no one knew their names.
Aww.
So that the search was on for 24 hours to find their names and... Well, they did. And so check out The Advocate, and it's
or
definitely...
Or Toll Road, they have it on there, too.
Petty Officer Marissa Geisha, kissing her girlfriend.
Yes, well, what they do is when they come off of the ship, the customary first kiss is held like a lottery draw.
Yes.
And so the first kiss for that particular one, the one that started all this nonsense, actually ended up being two women.
I'm loving and learning.
And so as she came down off the gangplank,
And they went, go for it.
They had a big kiss, and it was wonderful, and they were actually speaking to some of their fellow shipmates were great about it and said, kudos, it's about time, love is love. Mm-hmm. There was an officer who, he was being very careful in how he worded it, but I don't think he was too impressed. I'm sure he'll own the porn video, in the next couple of weeks. But, the fact that we have got this happening on, and of course, we celebrate in the success and happiness of our American counterparts down south. But, kudos. We continue to move forward in baby steps and leaps and bounds and whatever way you want to look at it. And this is just one more.
I posted the photo on my Facebook of the two guys, and I said, don't you hate it when those gay guys... ruin straight marriage for America. My friend Robin wrote, my marriage just exploded. Damn you, gay Marines.
I'm glad they added extra pictures. The one with his leg wrapped around did nothing for me.
Both legs. Yeah. He's got both legs. He's up off the ground.
To me, it looked silly. I don't know why.
Until you saw the whole picture and you realize the guy that he's jumped up onto his boyfriend, who's like 7 feet tall.
And I don't know why what it is about that picture that bothers me, but it just doesn't work for me. All the other ones do. Love is grand.
Love is grand.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of our hour. Boy, it went fast.
We have covered so much.
I know.
This has been like...
I'm dizzy.
This has been like Talk Radio 2.0.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to do the last credits, and that is you can pick up all the podcasts, all the coolness. You can support CITR Radio. You can go to queerfmvancouver.com. You can get our Twitter links, Facebook, you name it. It's there. Click it. And the new host pages are going up now.
Right now.
So we'll have all the different hosts that we have on the show are there. You can also get all the links to your favorites like Barb Snowgrove and David C. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And so my name is...
Go see stuff.
Yeah, go see stuff. Go out and support.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, kids.
Pink Shirt Day is tomorrow. Get out there and support the cause to stop bullying.
And thank you for supporting Queer FM Radio 101.9 on the CITR.
Tweet me for the next for tickets to the Odd Couple.
Yes, we're going to be giving away some more tickets for the Odd Couple and a couple of others that I'm going to post this afternoon as well. And you can tweet David C. Jones, tweet Queer FM Van.
And don't forget, of course, to check out John Ferry's show, The Opening Reception, happening 6 to 9 p.m. this Thursday, or next Thursday,
this
rather.
This Thursday, this week.
March 1st, happening at the Main Space Gallery, 350 East 2nd Avenue, or at the very least, go and check out johnferry.com and see some of the amazing work that this phenomenally gifted artist
has done. We already have that link up on queerfmvancouver.com, so you go out, click the button, and you go right to, you don't have to worry about spelling. You can just go right to his site. It's great. All right, so my name's Aiden Saints.
I'm Barb Snellgrove.
I'm David C. Jones.
And John Ferry.
And we are out of here. Enjoy this last little bit. This is C.R. Avery and some of the boys and girls from the Poetry Slam and Burlesque community in Vancouver. This is called Dungeon of Love.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
It's always a broad that will spark the smoke that'll entangle you into the seedy half-truths backroom deal gone awry. And you foolishly will promise that sweet-ass angel with the eyes of a blind assassin that you walk through fire to get her out of the cruel, cast-iron grip of this unforgiving underworld. God, I'm a sucker. All it takes is a pair of long legs that have come through slaughter and a damaged upbringing heart to pull me back into this racket. And here I am out in Plains Avenue like a sitting target with the Rollins brothers out for my blood and cutthroat revenge. Word on the street is they put a price tag on my head 4 days ago. There's only so long you can lay low in the shadow of this dim-lit city's underbelly, full of weak-willed thieves, cunning backstabbers, and sex fiend snitches. Now I gotta meet this head-on. Face the monarchy music. Crazy thing is, Rosie, you and me, I got no regrets. Though the mob will make damn sure my blood is spilt for your unpaid debts.
Head tripping to the hiss of the house, only breathe cause computer chip. Into the bad impulse night with this record tag rip. Through the cultural clashing, the lashing with a merciful whip. Like, do you got no choice, or your voice may stutter and skip. Into a 5 days of rain, completing your muff. Into the final next level, and nothing to left in the dust. Into one that begs for clothes, your home in a roam. You think God will trust. Into doors that corrupt, your sex appeal. And all you feel is shame and disgust. Into when you get scared, unprepared, overturn the word of don't just.